This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, October 26, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Plenty of fog today, temperatures near 70. Beverly Hospital announced yesterday that the North Shore Birth Center will close on December 1. Paul Layton reports in today's Salem News, the hospital also said they will provide $1.5 million in grant money to possibly open a new birth center. The hospital may also offer to lease the current birth center building to a midwifery practice for 2.5 years. Early in-person voting has started in Massachusetts for the November 8 state election. This is Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson on early voting in Lynn.
I wanted to let you know that the state general election is coming up this November 8th. You don't have to wait until then to vote. Right now, you can participate in early voting right here at City Hall. We also offer early voting on the weekends from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., as well as our regular business hours. To learn more about the election, early voting, or to find your polling location, be sure to visit the city's website and social media pages.
Other North Shore cities and towns have similar arrangements. However, you should check your local municipal websites for the exact hours of early in-person voting, as they do vary from town to town. The Middleton jail went into lockdown following a fight that sent two inmates and two officers to the hospital with minor injuries. The Saturday incident, according to the Salem News, was quickly brought under control. And the North Shore Children's Museum in Peabody will be open to families for free on Saturday. The museum has 130 tickets available to distribute, but you must go to their website to reserve the tickets. The website is nschildrenmuseum.org. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi everyone, I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Bruins beat the Dallas Stars last night 3-1. The next Celtics game is Friday against the Cavaliers in Boston. St. John's Prep has hired Dave Clay as their new boys basketball coach. He is currently the head coach at Newburyport and will be taking over for John DeLay, who stepped down earlier this year. In field hockey from yesterday, Danvers and Gloucester played to a scoreless tie. The Fishermen are now 13-1-3, while the Falcons are 11-2-3. In boys soccer, the Prep shut out Zavarian 4-0. The Eagles are now 15-0-1. Girls soccer, Beverly tied Bedford at 2. In high school football, the Prep plays at St. John's of Shrewsbury this week. And according to Prep coach Brian St. Pierre, last week's quarterback will earn his second start of the season this Friday.
Deacon Robillard, we made a decision to try and give him a shot. Aiden Driscoll had been our starter, and he had struggled some. He played very hard. He did some good things, but we weren't clicking, throwing the ball the way we need to be going into the playoffs. So we gave Deacon a shot. He's a sophomore. But we brought him up last year as a freshman kind of for this reason, to try and get him ready. And he's been having some good weeks of practice, and I thought he was very, very efficient in our offense, which is what we need from that position.
St. John's Prep coach Brian St. Pierre. You can hear the entire interview with Coach St. Pierre if you just search back a little bit on our website from this week. But you knew that. That's sports, along with Rick Moore. Thank you for joining us here today on North Shore Today.